Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Welcome back to another episode of the Atlanta Podcast. Some of you know it as the ATL Podcast. I am your host, Mappy Davis, and today, another great episode, bringing it to you on a Friday. Want to bring these to you every bloody Friday. Today's guest is Carlos, a.k.a. I Am So Say. Now, Carlos cracked me up online, and there's a lot of garbage out there on the Instagram and everywhere online. So if you legitimately make me laugh, I want to talk to you. And he sat down, and it was great from the jump, as they say. He's also known as Old Atlanta Enthusiast, and that's right. It's not Atlanta. It's Atlanta Enthusiast. So after you listen to this and hear how funny he is and how cool he is, go and buy some stuff from this dude. Help a guy out. Buy some stuff. This one was another fantastic experience at the one and only Magic City, where we sat down just a week ago. Let's get down to me and Carlos. Away we go.
Give me a little check.
Mic check.
What do your friends call you?
So say.
They don't call you Carlos?
They don't call me often. I tell you that.
Everybody just calls you So Say.
Yeah, everybody calls me So Say. It's kind of like if you call me Carlos, you personally, you really know me.
Okay, now I'm going to get a chair. Hang on.
Yeah. Home with lemon pepper sprinkles and titties.
Maybe we should write the ad. What do you think?
It's time. Content is content, man. Telling you, man, if they drop an album, Lemon Pepper Sprinkles and Nipples, it'll go platinum.
But how do you fumble the fumble?
How do you fumble the fumble? That is the question. And if a lot of people don't understand what that means, I guess they don't have Falcons fans. But how do you fumble the fumble? You can use that in life.
Right.
How do you fumble the fumble?
Here it is. Here's a gift for you.
Yeah. Well, you pick it up. You run with it.
And then what happens?
You fumble the fumble.
So I grew up here. I'm a longtime Falcons fan myself. Yes.
Gotcha.
Season ticket holder, I think it was 11 and 12 or 12 and 13. One of those years we made it to the NFC Championship. Yeah. It was a good time to be
San
a season
Francisco
ticket holder.
Year.
Yes, sir.
Year.
Yes, sir. Were you at that game?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't at that game.
And
I think I might have been outside, though.
And we've dropped off, and once we got rid of Matt and we picked up Marcus, I was like, that's the guy you chose?
Yeah.
All the free agents, all whatever. This is a guy who has a losing record. So I expect us to suck, right?
Right, right.
But then week in, week out, I get excited. And then I get disappointed. Look at what just happened 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's
so is that a game we should have won or not? True or false?
Yes. We literally, to be honest with you, I honestly say we only should have lost 4 games at the max this year so far.
But that's the difference between the good teams and the sorry teams.
Those particular plays. This one actually hurt me more than the Saints home opener loss. I was there at that one.
Yeah.
Cheering and everything. We were good to go. 6 minutes.
Right.
And then we became the Falcons again.
Well, do you know that something happened to me that's never happened? Mm-hmm. You know the game where they came back and scored, but then they missed the extra point? Yeah. I had turned it off. I didn't even know what happened because I was like, fuck this. You know, so you
was
get
that
so mad.
The Rams game?
Was it the Rams
when
or the Panthers? 21. So we scored with 3 minutes to go, gave them the ball back. They come right down. No, it was like an 87-yard pass.
That's the Carolina game.
Yeah, 13 seconds.
Yeah,
I was like, I literally turned the TV off and said, fuck this.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until like an hour later that I saw all the craziness. But because usually you just, at least, all right, I'll watch them kick the extra point and see what's going to happen with 13 seconds left. I mean, unbelievable, dude.
It's one thing about being a Falcons fan, it is definitely an emotional roller coaster.
I don't know how you do it, though. You seem very invested.
I mean, I'm, I'm invested, but I'm not emotionally invested anymore.
You're not. Mm-mm. How have you cured yourself of this?
Because regardless of what happens during that game, your blood pressure is going to go up. It's going to go down. But right. regardless if we win or lose, their check is still in the locker room.
Their check?
Their check. Their game check is going to be in the locker room at the end of the game. Where's yours?
You don't think they got direct deposit?
I mean, they could. I mean, you know, that's just the old school way of saying it. They probably do got direct deposit. But regardless, it's going to hit their account.
That was so fucking funny. He wasn't even paying attention.
We can't. Yeah, he wasn't even. He's in business mode.
I said something hilarious.
Yeah, it's like you know what I'm saying? You can't. No, I used to be that way.
So you're saying at the end of the day, they're walking home with blah, blah million. Yeah, I'm regardless. Walking home with my nothing.
Disappointment? Heartache? Heartburn? You're mad? Now your whole day is ruined. And one thing I've learned too, I don't know if you noticed this, when we do lose, it always rains. Either the next day or that night.
Sometimes I wish raindrops would fall. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fall. I can pick up.
I'm so happy. Oh my God. If you didn't pick up that one, I might have ended this.
I got you. Trust me. I'm that type of guy too.
Well, I can tell. That's why I liked you right away. I watched your posts and I'm like, this silly dude has got hat and gloves, right? I don't even know what the first one was. And I'm like, I like this guy.
They're not even gloves.
What are those?
They're slippers.
Those are
house slippers.
Okay.
If I wear, do Falcons have fingers? Thank you. So why wear gloves? I wear the slippers.
You know when we had, when we had Samuel Jackson saying, what do Falcons do?
Yeah.
So that's the seasons that I win.
Yeah.
And I just, like, every time I was waiting for him to say what again, like, after that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because every time like he said, what do, I was like, say what again? Like, it was amazing.
And to be honest with you, so I've actually been doing Prayer of a Falcon Fans video for 10 seasons.
Really?
No, 9 seasons, I'm sorry.
On what platform? Were you on MySpace?
Instagram.
Literally. Instagram's been around 10 years?
Nobody. And this is not me tooting my own horn, but I'm playing the band. Nobody started doing sports content, comedy content before me. No one.
Literally nobody.
Literally no one.
I'm trying to think now. Barstool?
Nope. Barstool wasn't even around. Bleacher Report wasn't even around.
Just you.
Yeah. And it started with the Falcons.
Well, how come you're not fucking Dave what's his name?
That's how it happens, man. Sammy, that's how it happens.
Why aren't you the black fucking Dave what's his fucking name?
Who,
I keep turning to your cameraman as if he's gonna know.
I don't know, man.
What's his name? Asshole that runs.
I'm a trendsetter.
What's his name though? Come on.
I don't know who runs. I don't know his name. That runs.
Come on, you know the.
I don't pay attention to Barstool like that. But I don't either.
But everybody knows that guy's name.
I know Dave from Wendy's. I know that Dave. I love that guy until they changed up the burger formula.
I think he's fictional. That Dave.
Yeah. What about Wendy though?
Now Wendy is definitely fictional.
Wendy. Wendy might be the first.
So wait, so let's back up. It's 2022, so on 20. Let's back up even further. Where did you grow up, sir?
I grew up in Bedford Pines, 4th Ward Boulevard.
Okay. What school did you attend?
Elementary school, C.W. Hill Elementary. I went to Inman Middle, Walden Middle. I went to Doug High.
Okay.
On the west side.
Here's a question that I've started asking folks. Are you the most famous person in your graduating class?
No.
Who is in your graduating class?
Well, technically, they would have been in my graduating class. They just didn't graduate.
Okay.
But I went to school with Jamal Lewis,
okay.
Franchise, T.I.
All those guys.
All those guys went to Doug, yeah.
Same years as you?
No, out of my same year, let's see, same year. My brother, probably. Living legend, well, local legend here. Lil C from Oop Camp.
Okay.
Who did East Side versus West Side. You know, Baby D had the East Side versus Lil C. Yeah, Lil C is probably, to me, he's the most famous one.
Okay.
Because of the totality of what he did.
And what did what did you want to do or be when you were like 18 years old?
I really didn't know. I've always been a creative guy. Like even when I used to get in trouble in school and get put on punishment, I was fine with that because I just go to my room and write short stories, make a full court basketball hoop out of hangers. I'm just a creative guy. So I didn't know at the time. I was still trying to find myself, but of course I had the hoop dreams. I was supposed to be in the NBA. I'm a run and shoot veteran.
Okay.
You know, if anybody knows about Atlanta, you know what run and shoot is.
Okay.
So yeah, I think at that time it was basketball and just to be out of my parents' house.
And so did you play in high school, how did that go?
It was very close to a Michael Jordan story.
Except
it didn't happen at all that way. Michael Jordan got cut when he tried out. I also got cut.
Got it.
He tried out again.
There's no flash forward 30 years later with you crying at your Hall of Fame speech.
Nah. I got cut for Jonas and Jarvis Hayes. If you remember,
I don't know who those guys are.
They're the twins. They played for Douglas High School. They went on to play for the University of Georgia and went on to the NBA.
Okay.
Play for the Wizards. I got cut for those guys. So I'm okay with that. we're getting cut for people that made it.
Right.
If I got cut for somebody that like works at Quick Trip now, then I'd be disappointed.
There's probably at least one dude that does work at Quick Trip. What?
Because they're paying great. What? I applied. I really applied for Buc-ee's. I want Buc-ee's.
Why is everybody losing their minds over this all of a sudden? What is happening in our city?
It's in the water. The water's different now.
No. The Buc-ee's thing. I'm sorry.
Buc-ee's, I haven't really gotten onto it because it's you only see Buc-ee's when you're traveling.
Right. But so people are making it like it's a thing here.
Because I believe they just signed and said that they're going to be bringing Buc-ee's to Georgia.
Yeah, but who cares is what I'm saying. It's not like...
I don't care until you realize how much they're starting salaries for managers.
Oh, okay. Then you care.
Yeah, it's $120,000 a year.
Okay, so that's great for in terms of employment. But I'm just saying people are acting like... I understand when people say, hey, we might get an In-N-Out. Right? That's exciting. Right?
Yeah.
But you understand at least the thought behind it. Yeah. So there's a Whataburger that's opening.
Nah, that one's...
And because I'm trying to do the content game, I'm like, maybe I don't leave... I don't leave ITP for anything. I don't go out.
Yeah.
Kennesaw to me is...
Got to do Whataburger. That's Tennessee. Kennesaw, Tennessee.
But I thought I would try it, but then I saw the little post. It was like, they're not even opening dine-in. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to get any fucking content in the drive-thru. Like, I'm going to wait until I can stroll in.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do that together. Maybe we can roll up there.
I'm with that because I'm definitely with it. I actually had I had a brief stint living in Houston, and that's when I really got introduced to Whataburger. Whataburger is their Chick-fil-A.
Got it.
So... Yeah, I'm definitely down with that, but I'm not with the sit in the car and wait. Let's wait till it dies down.
But again,
enjoy it.
But again, also because it's so far. But again, it's not even that great. But at least I understand. But saying, "Ooh, we get this cool gas station," I don't give a shit. So
I think it's weird too that people find good food at gas stations too. So that's weird to me in the Buc-ee's aspect.
Well, to me, it's like the gas station thing is like an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're traveling and you go, all right, I'll try this weird thing that's been spinning on the thing. And
right.
What's the worst that could happen?
Right.
You know what I mean?
To go just drive there naturally because to.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. So you get cut.
Yeah.
So 18, 19, what are you doing?
18, 19, my very first job was AirTran. I was working at AirTran at the airport.
Okay.
And this is, I say this to everybody, the majority of people that grew up in Atlanta, you either had an airport job. You either worked at the stadium or you've worked at Six Flags.
Right.
One of those three.
Right.
Literally. So mine was the airport. I started working for AirTran 2 weeks after school was out. I worked there for like 3 years.
In what capacity?
I was a ramp agent.
Okay.
So I was down. I was the one, you know, when you're looking out the window and somebody's forcing your bag in the bin, that was me.
Okay.
Yeah, that was me. So I did that for a couple years. Then when it sold... Then I became the annoying guy that used to work in the mall. When you walk by the booth, hey, come get a free phone. Come get a free phone.
Right.
I was that guy for a while. Then I went back to the airport and worked for Delta.
Okay.
Right before the bank, right after their bankruptcy.
I worked for a company, this was in L.A., mm-hmm. at Target, that if you get people to sign up for a credit card, you get a dollar. So we had these stupid free gifts. Sometimes they were like a plastic toy. Sometimes it was whatever. And that's all you did all day. Like, come get a free gift.
Those in the airport, too.
Right. Come get a free gift. I learned how to say it in Spanish because there's so many Spanish people. Regalo gratis. Regalo gratis. Like, you just say that over and over and over again.
Yes. Telefono gratis. We used to do that, too, at the booth. Like, free phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you're making a dollar a person, you go, okay, I'm going to clock in. When I get my 100, I'm out of here. Or my 150. Like, whatever. Like, I should have worked harder, stayed 5 hours, but come on, who's going
to
do that?
About that? Yeah.
Like, get your... Get
150
your...
stretched a whole lot further back then, too. So
probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Than it does now. Now, that's just the tank of gas.
So when did you... you said you started doing stuff, sports comedy, before anybody else.
Well, I started doing sports content. I actually started doing comedy... Because I used to do stand-up comedy as well. This is another gym. You remember when Yo Mama Atlanta was here? You remember the show Yo Mama that used to come on MTV?
No.
With Will Valderrama, the Spanish guy from...
I know who Will Valderrama is.
So they had that show, Yo Mama. They used to go around city to city where you snapped. Yeah, they came here and filmed a season.
Right.
I was on that season. I won my episode. I went to the best of the best.
Okay.
And I lost in that episode. But I've been, ever since then, I started doing stand-up comedy.
Right. Did you try out for Wild and Out?
No.
Would you want to?
Yes. Well, yeah, of course I would love to try out. It's political, though.
What do you mean?
I would love to.
What do you mean it's political?
To get on Wild and Out is very political.
Like,
it's
you got to be friends with Nick? What do you mean?
You got to be friends with Nick, DC, Chico, Carlos, the writers. But the crazy part is...
But you're very Atlanta. I feel like you would. You'd have that angle.
I am. But I'm also... I feel as if people that are in certain positions know that... They know me. They know if I get the same opportunity, it's a done deal for a lot of people.
Okay.
I'm natural. It's nothing. I don't practice anything. Like, when I shoot the Falcons videos, I'm not rehearsing them. I hit record.
No, I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
It's just natural. So if I have to hone in on it.
Right.
It's going to be even better.
When I dropped my Heartbeats reference and you got it right away, yeah. I knew you were the real deal. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Like, gotcha. You're, no, clearly.
Gotcha.
So the girl that you shout out a couple times, Lola,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's the same way. She doesn't even know what she's got yet.
Yeah, at all.
Like,
at
she's
all.
Just like,
at all.
I'm like, do you prepare? No, I just turn it on and hit the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, all. She's figuring it out,
yeah.
but she's amazing.
Yeah, she is. Full of energy. I love the content. Anything that's talking about Atlanta and like the authentic Atlanta, I love it.
But everybody want, that's the thing, is like the reason, like you meet her in person, and I did not expect her, you know, to be like, wah! I knew she wasn't going to yeah. be like that.
Yeah.
But she's almost shy in person.
Yeah.
Like when we were talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she just like.
The personality turns on right then.
Right. Because like she used to be a dancer, so she yeah, turns on that attitude.
And that's the crazy part. That's how I initially met her years ago.
You met her at the club.
Yeah, years ago. Cool woman. She's
right.
always been cool.
Right.
Cool
which club?
Which was it then? Was it Follies? I used to go to all of them. It was either Follies or it was Platinum 21, which is Kamal's 21, which is.
Do you see now? This is how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be all those spots on 41. Like, you're not nearly as old as me, so you probably don't remember.
You sure?
Like Taj Mahal and all those places.
You sure? Know? I'm not.
I'm pretty sure you're not. I mean. You know what they say? What year did you graduate? That's what we'll say.
2000.
Okay, yeah. You're 10 years younger than me.
Okay, all right. But I do remember Taj Mahal. That was the first original. It was an upscale.
Right.
More so strip joint. Yeah. Right. Gentlemen's Club.
Those are the ones I went to.
Yeah.
I grew up in Marietta.
Okay.
Nobody's coming to Magic City.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming to Peaches. Yeah. If you were in the suburbs, you didn't even know these places exist.
You were going to Taj Mahal's and...
Boomers
and maybe Oasis.
Oasis.
I'm a strip club connoisseur, man. My first one was Club Nicky's. That was on Stewart Avenue.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell a story I've definitely told in the show before.
Come on, I want to hear it.
Because it's life-changing as a 24-year-old man. Mm. Life-changing. Mm. I go to Gold Club.
Ooh.
Okay.
This is pre
can we, like
Fred Tokars?
Like R.I.P. Gold Club.
Is this pre-Fred Tokars?
About the same time, right? And there was like a shift change. They did a whole, I don't know, I'm guessing, in my memory it's a shift change, but it was like 10 o'clock. And they just paraded them all out, and there was like a staircase up and down. And there was literally every dream you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Black girl, white girl, mm-hmm. school girl, bad girl. Like, and all tens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was literally, it's like it'd be the scene in the movie where it's like, ah.
Yeah, it's that moment.
That changed my life.
Yeah.
That changed my life.
So that happened to me, but it happened when I was 15.
When you were 50?
15. My very first strip club, I was 15.
You could sneak in.
Yeah, I could sneak in at the time, certain ones.
Okay.
Like Nicky's, I definitely.
Were you as big as you are now?
No, I was a skinny, lanky kid.
You weren't? Like,
yeah, I was a skinny, lanky kid. I didn't get. This is baby weight.
Okay.
This is baby weight. This is from me having my daughter.
Okay.
But still, I just use that as an excuse.
You sure, why not?
But yeah, I was. My very first entry to strip club was 15. And because growing up here is just a part of the culture, it's like it's natural to go.
So let me ask you this. You go in, like, nobody wants to be the mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to them, everybody is a mark.
Everybody's like
that. So then what is your approach?
My approach is to not approach them.
Okay.
So this is my routine.
Okay.
So
you're willing to give your secrets here.
Yeah, I got you.
In what they call...
In Magic City.
In what they call... This is the freak room.
Oh, this is the freak room?
Yes.
Do I need to be sitting on this?
They clean it very well, trust me.
I've watched them.
Cool, right, cool, the freak cool. corner, actually.
Okay.
And as you can tell, also.
Yeah, smooth.
Right? So he's got his own corner and then Lou's is down there.
Oh, wow.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
This makes sense, though.
Right?
This actually makes sense.
Now, when you think of all the people that have been in here, and I said, why did he get his jersey up there when all the... And they're like, oh, he earned it. So I don't know how much money he spent in here, but they said he earned it.
I don't think it has to deal with money, though.
Just loyalty?
Money is a factor. But for you to get your own room and it has a certain name to it.
Right.
It's not about just the money.
Okay.
Because this Magic City, of course, it has a history. This is the first place where Make It Rain began.
Right.
From the BMF era.
Right.
So even though he's an NBA, you have NBA stars on here, I still don't think they spent more money than... the BMF movement.
Right.
So money can't be the factor.
Right. But you're not going to put fucking BMF on the wall now?
Why not?
Okay.
Why shouldn't BMF have a section or a tribute in Magic City?
The great question.
They should.
Let's find out. Are you watching all of the random docs?
Yes. I'm definitely watching. I can't wait for the next episode to come out because they're doing an excellent job at cliffhanging you.
Right.
Even though we kind of know the story, if you're from here, you kind of heard the stories.
Right.
But they're doing an excellent job at cliffhanging you. And it's like, come on, man. Why you got to wait another fucking week? Excuse me, I don't know.
You can curse, but that's how you stream the whole thing.
Yeah, very true. But like I said, I believe they have.
So you roll up, you sit down.
Yep.
Somebody comes by, hey, you want to dance? Or however they say it nowadays. I haven't been in many years.
Never say yes to the first one.
Never say yes to the first
one. Never.
You say, I'm good.
Never. Nah, I'm good. I'm cool. You can either say I'm waiting on somebody or nah, I'm cool right now. But never say yes to the first one.
Okay.
You know why? She's just as desperate as you.
Okay.
She needs to get her bar fee paid.
Okay.
She's not up to your standards. The one that you want is not even going to walk up to you.
Right.
And if I'm the customer, I'm here to spend my money, I would rather spend my money on the one I want.
No, I'm 100% with you there.
So that's my first thing. The first one that comes up, never say yes.
Right.
The second one that comes up, you offer her a drink.
Okay.
So now you get to kind of see what her vibe is.
Right.
Like, are you just here for the money or you want to maybe have a good time and possibly make some money? Cool.
Right.
If they go for the drink, you kind of got a friend now.
Right.
The conversation is going to depend on whether you let her dance or not.
Right.
Now, if she says, "Nah, I don't want to drink. I'm cool." I'm like, "Oh, okay. I don't want any dances."
Right.
So now that third one is the one that either you've already made eye contact with a couple of times, and she sees you as she walked by,
or right.
That's when you reach out and kind of touch the elbow, like, "Hey, excuse me." Boom. Never the first one though.
I hope you're taking notes. These are gems.
These are gems, man. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You want me to tell you the ultimate trick?
Yes, sir.
Bring a woman with you.
Oh, there you go.
You don't have to do any work. And you look like that guy.
Yeah, I didn't marry the kind of woman that wants to come to Magic City, so that's not going to ever be me. I mean, my strip club days are over. My drinking days are over. Mm-hmm. I stopped drinking a long time ago.
Congratulations.
So it's not even – so, like, people don't believe me. I'd never been here until I interviewed Juju the first time.
Yeah.
And then since then, like, sometimes we start these late, and I finish literally when the lights go off and the music comes on, and there's not even any girls here yet. There's just the bartender.
Yeah.
And you know the fucking water here is $14. So
shit, that's why I told you. I was like, hey, yes, let's do it at Magic, but I'm leaving my wallet in the car.
Right, yeah.
So you've never been here during boom boom hour, like prime time.
I mean, I think
it's
I would
a lot of pressure though.
I think I would like to make maybe once, like maybe if there's a certain. Here's the thing: I don't even go, dude. I'm 50 years old. I got three kids, and it's not even like I just don't even want to. Like my desire to go out just isn't there anymore.
The crazy part is that's what's going to draw the strippers to you
because I'll just be not caring.
They know that he's fresh. And he's just living for tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure we could get him. If we can get him to go to the ATM twice, we got him.
I mean, dude, you saw that Atlanta episode.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We got a RIP Atlanta now, too. I'm so fucking sad.
Yeah, it seemed like it came and gone too quick. And I felt like it could have definitely covered more, but it is sad to see that it's not even coming back.
So how did you feel? I think people are pretty split in these last two seasons. How did you feel?
I'm very split. I didn't like the season before this one at all. You weren't in Atlanta, so should have called it OTP Atlanta.
But you get he's saying, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do whole episodes not Atlanta. I'm going to do whole episodes that don't even include the cast. Like, that's him just like saying to the industry and to y'all, like, fuck you, I want to make the show I want.
But
and
why
I respect
disrespect
that.
Us?
I respect that.
Why disrespect it? Now we look at you, because the first couple seasons, we looked at you as being one of us. That season where you did all that, we looked at you for being the person that you are. You're from Stone Mountain. You're really not even from Atlanta.
Stone Mountain is not Atlanta.
Not Atlanta. So, you know what I'm saying? Then they brought it back, and it's like, all right, cool, it has that Atlanta feel.
But even then, there was like episodes without, you know, without earning them in it.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I respected all of it. Uh-huh. I loved all of it.
I loved it all, though. I definitely loved it.
I mean, I think it's one of those things that we're going to keep looking back and saying, wow, like, what do we have? Mm-hmm. I mean, those first two seasons were, I mean, even if you haven't been here, just hilarious. But if you've experienced like that stuff.
The opening scene for the very first episode is probably the greatest intro to a series ever.
The parking lot.
The parking lot, the Miss Winners, the fake order. They're actually selling drugs and the Miss Winners.
That was season two. First season was Robin's season.
You're right. That's
first season, they're in the car and a dude walks by and bumps his mirror and that starts a whole thing and they get arrested.
Right. Correct. When they were sitting in the parking lot. Right. Correct.
And to me, I had just been arrested and had that experience. Again, I've told the story before. I don't care. I'm on a plane. I had not seen Atlanta yet. I'm on a plane watching this episode, and I'm like, bah! I'm like dying laughing. Yeah. People are next to me going, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because I had just been arrested and experienced the exact thing.
Yeah. I feel like they owe you for that. I feel like they took that from you.
No, I'm just saying that, like, I'm saying that they had my heart from that moment on.
Gotcha.
But have you? Do you have friends that have worked at Mrs. Winter's? Is that what you're? Is that what you're?
Yeah.
So that's the thing, because that's not normal to me.
Now that I'm 40,
okay.
Now, so I'm no longer in the streets,
right.
So I can't attest for now. But back in the day, I do remember there was a secret menu at certain fast food restaurants.
Legit.
Because, yeah, because the guy working there used to sell weed. So if you go to him, hey, I need a number 9,
right,
with extra lettuce.
Right.
But if you notice, the number 9 doesn't even have lettuce on it.
Right.
You're asking for extra lettuce.
Right.
That lets me know that you're here for such and such.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it definitely happens. That was true. They pulled that from somebody's real experience. That's how I was like, this is Atlanta for real.
My wife thought that Spite episode was the funniest fucking thing.
Which one?
The Spite episode?
Oh, yeah.
Was the funniest thing ever. Because I think, like, she and, like, many of us wish, like, we could do that.
Yeah, I like, what was the greatest episode for me? Oh, I think the funniest scene to me was the when they were locked up and the guy was explaining that he had just met his friend or something like that. And he was like, yeah. And the dude was like, yo, man, that's a dude. Yeah,
that was impressive.
Yeah, that was probably one of the funniest scenes.
And then, like, he's like, you call me gay?
Yeah.
And Aaron was like, sexuality is a spectrum?
So, yeah, man, they hit. I mean, they hit. That was, I think, we're not going to appreciate it. We're going to appreciate it more now because it's no longer here.
I know.
So go back and just binge them.
So you watched the last episode. Was it all a dream?
I don't know. I feel as if there's another lost episode.
Maybe there is. Wouldn't that be fucking... Dude, wouldn't it be like him to wait 5 years and be like,
boom.
Y'all forgot. Y'all didn't think I had it in me.
Yeah, my bad. Boom. Yeah, because I think it just left us there. It left us there with kind of hole in your heart. Because it's like, I don't know. It may have... Was it a dream? Now I got to watch it again. I got to watch it.
I mean, it's basically is this... If when you watch... Do you think he either saw the thick Judge Judy or he didn't? Because he's smiling, right? We don't know what he saw.
And Judge Judy was thick as shit. I think it was a dream. I don't think she's that thick. I think Judge Judy's thick.
Right.
But I don't think she's that thick. Like, she could work night shift here. Like, and be, like, have her own stage set.
All right. So you worked at, you went, to, where'd you go, where'd you, where were you between, you said you were somewhere between AirTran and Delta.
Yeah, I was working in the mall. I actually
being
had
annoying
got a job
guy in the mall.
South Lake Mall selling the free cell phones.
Right.
Yeah, then I left there.
Went to Delta.
And in between time, this was the time I used to keep a job, but I was still a hustler too.
Okay.
But I wasn't like a big time hustler where I have this big ass epic gangster story.
Right.
But, you know, just certain little things that I would still do. You know, sell a little mid here and there.
Okay.
Popcorn mid. You know, that was the thing back then.
Popcorn?
Popcorn mid. That was the name. That was the type of weed. That
oh,
was.
Okay.
Yeah. so I would do that. You know, sell a stolen laptop here and here.
Okay.
There that I got from a Jay.
Okay.
Then I started doing comedy, stand up comedy in 2006. I started doing like parodies in 2007 on YouTube, and then I've been about content, and then I was still in the streets too. I got a little bit more heavier in the streets.
Right.
I've had some legendary nights here. Well,
we've started to make this a feature, and this is something we should get the camera on for. Right, we going? Okay, look at this dude. Well, I want to hear your favorite Magic City story.
Magic City story? All right, cool. So this was DJ X-Rated was the DJ here at the time.
Okay. Previous guest of this program.
Yep, my guy. He was the DJ here. At that time, we were probably the biggest street movement in Atlanta. We were going by No Line Gang.
What is that? What is that? Explain to my audience. Because remember, not everybody in my audience is from the city.
So No Line Gang, pretty much the motto of No Line Gang was, in life, we not waiting on anything. We just going to get it.
Oh, we're the No Line Gang.
So that's what we were.
That's how I live my life.
And we literally did it. Like, even if there was a line outside, we're around you and we're going straight in. And that's how it was, because when we came in here, they knew it was money time. Not going to get into the thematics of how it happened.
That's fine.
The internet is there. Somebody will Google it.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Okay.
And I'm not a bad guy. Everything was nonviolent. So that's the great thing about it. But yeah, we came in here, and I remember my guy, I think it was, what, 60,000?
What guy?
My guy, T. White.
Okay.
And the rest of the family. I think accumulatively, it was probably 100 thrown that night.
Okay.
But a major chunk of it came from our guy.
Right.
But the rest of us put in our little tabs. But it was, we had this whole top section was ours.
Right.
Yeah, the whole top section. So, yeah, we had that night. And then there was another night that we were in here having the time of our life. And somebody walked up on us, and one of my homies, and was like, "Hey, man, there's some people in here looking for y'all.
Okay.
Y'all might, it might be time to go."
Okay.
We went out the back door, left, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Next morning, at the door, homie gets arrested because they were in here looking for
us.
Yeah. Magic, but they know how to treat us when we come here. It's always been a great thing. I've been downstairs. Not a lot of people get to go downstairs. I've been downstairs a couple times.
Okay.
Just to chill out.
You right.
know, see the ambiance.
Right.
Of the beautiful shoe models.
Right.
In between sets. But yeah, Magic is, you know, we had a couple great nights here.
Well, so I've asked, when I talked to Juju, and I feel like he might be a little biased, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, with that much money and this close quarters, how is there not potential for like a lot of bad things to happen?
Because there's women here. It's like, why would it go there? I'm sure there's a lot of egos in the
That's what I'm saying. There's egos. There's drinking.
Yeah.
Sometimes other stuff. It feels like it could be a powder keg of somebody to feel pushed or disrespected or something and some fucking shit to go down.
Because it's an adult amusement park. You got to look at it that way. This is like an adult Six Flags. This is like riding the ninja, but with two beautiful naked women beside you. It's going to be a headache. Just like, you know, if you ride the ninja, you're going to get a headache.
Right.
But it's a beautiful thrill. And I just think, like, it doesn't scream violence like if it was just a bar. If it was just a bar, bars are more violent than strip clubs. You have to, I mean, you got beautiful women around here. Like, regardless of how angry I may be at you.
Right.
Her breasts are beautiful. I can't fight around this. I can't be violent around this. Like, why? Why? Like, what's the point? Is it because, are you mad because I'm throwing more money to you?
I don't know. I just feel like there's a potential for it to go.
Yeah.
That's the clip, by the way. That's the clip they should share, right? That's amazing.
That's the one. It's like, strip clubs aren't what, and I think that's what a lot of women, and I noticed you said earlier that you married a woman that's not going to come to the strip club.
Right.
It's because I think a lot of women have this image in mind that in a strip club, we're doing the raunchiest of the raunchiest.
No, it's just not even that. It's not even that. It's not about a judgment. It's just about, like, some dudes have that kind of woman. It's like, yeah, let's go to the club and throw some money.
Yeah,
and my wife is just more on the demure side. That's all I'm saying.
Keep our money. So I said, if you want to throw it on me.
Right. She's just a little more chill, let's say. She's just not the type to... And since, like I said, I don't even go out at night anymore. And I like going to stuff, but it's just, it's like 8 o'clock. I'm like, oh shit, man, I'm tired.
This is the other secret. This is another strip club secret that I'm gonna share with people.
Okay.
If you are a fan of strip clubs, but you don't want to go at night, because at night you're more pressured. You're more pressured. It's about how much money you spend at night.
Right.
But if you go on these clubs on the day shift,
okay,
you can sit back, enjoy a little television, a couple drinks, some food.
Right.
The women aren't as aggressive. They're not going to pressure you. They're there. More than likely, you're going to see bad women on day shift because it's a requirement that they work like 2 day shifts in a week in order to work at night.
Right.
So if you come here in the early time, you're going to see that same bad one you see at night that may require you to spend $5,000 at night.
Right.
She might only require you to spend $200.
What is the earliest you would show up on a day shift?
The earliest I've showed up on a day shift was 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to open Kamal's day shift, literally.
Okay, because I've been here, like I said, when they opened at 3, and I've always expected, like, oh, there's going to be a line of people, like, from out of town. Uh-huh. But no one shows up here at 3 o'clock.
And then when they do, they come probably grab something to eat.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Even with the dancers. I mean, even the dancers have to be here at a certain time. They're not going to be out full-fledged on the pole.
No. Nobody's here.
It's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But it's a cool vibe and ambiance. You can still go. If you come in the day shift.
If you want to drink a $14 water, go sit at the bar.
Nah, I'll be all right. $14. What kind of water?
I don't even remember. I just, you know what I mean? Like, listen, let me just say right now.
Why did Magic not have their own water? Why they don't have Magic water?
First of all, let me just say that this place is amazing. They treat me great.
Yes.
and I've gotten wings, and I've been treated to wings, and I've bought wings, and I'm happy to do it. But one time I was at the bar with, I think it was when I went with X, and she said, "You want a water?" And I said, "Sure." And I saw the bill, and it was 14. And I just remember, I'm a guy that hasn't been out in a while, because I don't want people to think I'm talking shit about this club, which is hosting me and so great. I love this spot. Yeah. And you guys, thank you so much for taking care of me and let me do some cool content here. But yeah, I was taken aback. I was like, oh. So when she said you want a second one, I was embarrassed. But I was like, I'm not. Because you got a tip too. Can't drink two waters for $30.
So this is what you got to do. Every drink in the club, in a strip club, is either going to be $10 or $20.
No. I watched your tips on this. But this was after.
This is
50-year-old me not being in a club in a long time.
I still want to know what kind of water is $14.
The last time I was at the club, I think water was $7 or $8. I don't remember. But
was it pre-opened? Like, did she twist the cap?
I think she twisted the cap for me. Yes, she was lovely.
If it's $14, I need to untwist my own cap.
She was lovely. She twisted the cap. Yeah, like, again, I love Magic City, but I was a bit taken aback.
It's a legendary establishment, man. Very legendary. I want to time travel and go back to when it first opened.
Like the 80s Magic City?
Yeah, early, like the when it was just a brown box.
What do you think the hair, what do you think the hairstyles
Bush.
Were like?
Bush. What do you mean?
I didn't mean down there. I meant the 80s
Both.
Hair. I meant the 80s hair.
Both. There were no bundles back then.
Are you a Different World fan?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. There weren't no bundles back then. It was the Bush.
That's because that's the first thing I think of. I think of 80s clothes and 80s hair because that's the time I grew up in.
But
if you look at a picture of a bunch of girls from my graduating class, you would think this is like, oh, a meme picture because the hair is so big. No, this is
they
really
used to have it stacked.
The girls really had huge hair.
Yeah, it was stacked. But this was you remember Black Tales magazine?
Yes.
So that's
if you went to Magic Market, remember the Magic Market? Yeah. They'd be like Playboy, Penthouse, Blacktails.
Blacktails introduced myself to manhood and to strippers.
Okay.
So that's when I first figured out what a stripper was. Blacktail magazines. And then when they came out with the version where they had some girls, and that's what made me go to Club Nikki's first, because Club Nikki's had their own issue of Blacktails. So that's what made me go. And then when I found out about Magic, because Magic was always too above my pay grade.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't make that kind of money to go to Magic.
Right.
So, and especially, you know, as when I got into the streets and it was fine. Yeah, let's go to Magic. I don't care about this.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in it. But, yeah, it's a legendary place, man. I would definitely love to try time travel and come when they first, like, established.
Hey, don't put that clip on where I complain about the $14 water, by the way. I want to get kicked out. I don't want to lose my privileges.
Magic water is delicious.
It is delicious. I just don't want to lose my privileges. What can I say?
So next time you go ask for water, just throw a 20 and walk away.
But I know, but that's the thing. Is I wasn't thinking. And so when the bill came, I was a bit surprised. Yeah. That's all.
Now, I know it has changed, and I won't say that this is true as of now.
Okay.
But that definitely was a hustle back in the day when you got ones from a strip club. I'm not saying Magic in particular.
Okay.
I'm saying a lot of them in totality.
Right.
If you get it, give them $100,
right.
Say I want 100 ones, that you literally only got like 90 back.
Right.
I don't think they do that any longer.
Right. Well, they're gonna tax you.
You have to.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
And are you going to sit here and count 100 ones to make sure it's
What do you think the fee on that machine is?
$20.
Right.
$20.
So you can only take out 100 at a time, and it's going to charge you 20 each time.
What if you only had? Okay. What if you only had
exactly
107?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was me in the. That was the other thing back in the day. Yeah. If I went to strip clubs and I was broke, it was not fun for me.
It's not fun. That's when they call you. They're peeking like you geeking, and it seems like the DJ's talking to you.
Right.
Oh, your broke ass standing by the stage. Is he talking about me?
Right. Right.
This water's $14, man. Right. I don't know what you said.
I mean, $50 probably went a little bit further in 1989 or 1990. Definitely. And again, I wasn't here. I was at Oasis and all those places that you mentioned. But you made me lose my train of thought, man. What were you talking about? Oh, I want to talk about, you said you started putting stuff on YouTube. So what's the first thing you put on YouTube that like got some sort of attention?
The very first thing I did was the Tiger Woods parody.
Okay.
When he got caught in his transgressions.
Right.
And he did that interview apology. I redid that as a parody, put it on there.
Okay.
I used to redo parodies.
And was that like viral back then?
I don't really know if it was technically viral.
But people liked it.
People liked it.
Right.
Yeah, the people that I knew in the inner circle liked it. This is where we're coming out of the MySpace days.
Right.
And YouTube is still fresh and new. Nobody really still doesn't know what it was back then.
Right.
But this was like right after Black Planet, MySpace.
Right.
Do you remember your, like, password for
So I tried a few years ago. I thought, I've got some pictures on here that'll be amazing, right? Yeah. Travels I went on, and it's like, I don't remember the password, and I'm like, tried, and like, no. Unless you have access to that, you know I don't have access to that fucking email anymore.
Not at all.
It's like seven email addresses ago.
I don't even remember it.
So you should be able to give some information, my social, my phone number, something that I should be able to then get it back. But no, it's
my screen name back then was Slim C.
Slim C?
Yeah, Slim C. So that's, you can tell I'm no longer slim at all. So, but yeah, those were the days. But that's when I first started doing content. And then Twitter was formed, and I started doing things on Twitter where I was using hashtags to roast people.
Sure, okay.
I started doing story times on Twitter. So I was known for that, and then that's when Instagram came out. And on Instagram, I actually became the first viral person from Atlanta on Instagram.
Okay, what specific thing or piece of content?
The post that really did it was...
Can we pull it up right now?
Hashtag Teeth Keith. And I'm not going to go too much... Look, he's... I'm not going to go into too much detail because the dude is a great guy. He's cool. But at that moment, it just needed to happen.
So
T-E-E-F-K-E-E-F. Hashtag Teeth Keep. It'll pop up. That was me using a form I used to use on Twitter with the hashtags and roasting people. Let me see. You can... Boom.
That ain't it. That's...
That's the post that... That's not the original one. That's the... Like the copies. Because my page got deleted. But that post alone grabbed me 100,000 followers in 2012.
I can't even read it. It's too small.
Yeah.
I'll
try to find the
people
original
just stole
one.
It left and right. So audio listeners, as there's any other kind, what you're seeing is 1,000 people just stealing this.
Yeah.
So where did he come from? Like, where did he come from?
It was a situation. Like I said, I don't want to get too deep into it. I'm not, you know.
Because I can't even read this.
I'll see if I can find the original.
Were you Sose Gotcha Chili? Is that you?
Sose Gotcha Chill.
Sose Gotcha Chill.
Yeah, Sose Gotcha Chill. I've run through different names because they kept deleting my page. Instagram was very sensitive back in the day. You say
okay,
one thing
so
wrong,
give me the context because I can't read this. My eyes are too...
I just joned them the entire time. I joned them.
Okay,
I roasted them.
You have to explain it. Like, remember, like...
Joan and roasting is meaning we pretty much... We joking on you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so what happened was he actually had went and got... This is before...
I just can't believe how many people stole
veneers.
This.
Veneers. He had... The original set of veneers, and they were. See, now he found the clear one. See, he just found it. He found the clear one. He found the clear one. That what was it? They didn't have any mediums.
It's C for the Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. And that was like I said. That was 2012.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and there's plenty more.
My son, became a big, Last Dragon fan a few years ago, and I think that's so. I just dropped the phone. I hope we got all that because I just dropped the phone.
There's plenty more gems in there too. That's the crazy part. You probably just found another one.
That was just one.
Yeah, that's just one. There's like 30 of them in that one paragraph.
So, how does this make you feel? Today, even that, like, it'd be better for you to get the credit, quote unquote, but but like to get the likes or whatever. But just that this many people, just without even trying, we found this. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's more people that didn't hashtag it.
Yeah.
So how does that make you? How does that make you feel?
For a long time, I felt overlooked because I would do. It seemed like I would do something to set a trend, but then everybody else got the accolades and awards for it.
Like, but somebody with a more bigger following than you would share that.
Not even necessarily bigger following. It's just that when you do it the first time, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. But then you start seeing other people doing it now. They're like, oh, this is the thing to do. This is the thing.
Oh.
But it's like, dude, I started it.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah, you did. But they did it after you. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? So, but that was the younger version of me. Now, me being older, I realize it's just really about the journey. You know what I mean? That's the PR answer. It's the journey, and you know what I'm saying? I don't get jealous of that because I know my worth. I know how talented I truly am because I do screenwriting. I do a lot of shit. So I know my qualities. I know what I'm talented at, so I don't let it bother me no more. I let people shine. Even if I know you literally, your material is based on me doing it first, I'm still going to shout you out. I'm going to big you up because what's for me is for me. I don't care nothing about all that recognition. I'm from Atlanta. I don't care nothing about being a celebrity. I am a celebrity. I'm from fucking Atlanta. Everybody here is a celebrity. Right? That's why it doesn't shock us. Like, I don't care who walks in here. You can have 50 celebrities walking here right now. I don't care. I'm from Atlanta.
Nobody you've met. There's nobody you met that you got
no.
excited about, nervous by?
No. And I've been around a lot of them. I met Left Eye before her demise. I met her.
R.I.P. Left Eye.
Yeah, R.I.P. And I met her in the strangest. I could tell that story on here.
Okay.
This is legendary. So when she
I'm sorry. His tea for the last dragon is the fucking.
Wait till you read the rest of them. You're going to text me later.
I bet I will. I'm like, but my body like is still.
Like an iPhone wall charger. There's plenty of them in there. There's some gems in there.
So where did you spot that? Where did you spot that picture?
On Instagram.
So you just
on his page. Was, I know him personally though.
You do know him.
Yeah, I do know
him. How does he feel about this?
He hated it at the time.
But now but it's like, hey, you're Teef Keef.
Yeah, but some people may do. I have people that DM me and tell me, hey bro, I just seen Teef Keef. And I'm like, look, man, stop calling that guy that, man. It's been 10 years.
Right.
But I'm still gonna crack up because he was the first person to go viral. Like how he remembers. This is the crazy part. I didn't even know him then when I did Teef Keef. So just imagine all the people that did see.
But have you seen, like, it's not BuzzFeed, but somebody like BuzzFeed is doing videos now. They're like, oh, here's the girl who was the original meme from 10 years ago, and they interview him.
Yeah.
They should find you and or him and do it. Like, they found, like, the Irma Gerd, that girl, you know what I'm talking about?
They can't. They should. But he, with him, he didn't like it. Like, we actually had a conversation some months ago, like 4 months ago. And he was like, dog, you know how many people I had to pay to try to get that shit off the internet.
Oh, you can.
It's like, bro. I was like, yeah, you can pay him, but that shit ain't going
nowhere.
Yeah,
there's not. You can't.
It's not going nowhere. But
you post something up for a second and think you're gonna delete it.
It's there.
Somebody fucking screenshotted it.
It's there. So, you know.
So that was the. I'm sorry. I couldn't focus. There were so many of them, and then the print was bad, and that line just jumped out of me.
But that's just the one that went viral. I redid a. We called him Teef Sweat.
Okay.
So instead of Keef Sweat, he was Teef Sweat.
Right.
I made a DJ Drama Gangsta Grills album cover with the picture of that picture in the veneers. Like,
right.
It was a lot more.
Right.
Because at that time, that's just what my plan. Everybody knew me for roasting people online.
Right.
So that's just what I did.
I can't believe you're not on goddamn, whatchamacallit?
I'm creating it. That's why I'm not on it. I'm creating the next big thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm creating the next big thing. I just did a partnership with All Urban Central.
Okay.
And we're about to.
Is that this dude right over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
About to take off. So I went from 44,000 followers on Instagram.
Right.
To 2.2 million subscribers on YouTube.
Okay.
So yeah, shit's about to.
Well, so you posted something today and you said they demonetized me.
Yeah. After I put my last Falcons video up, for some reason they demonetized my.
Now, Instagram. How do you know they demonetized
you? They sent me the message. They said, you're demonetized. You cannot use, you can't get any money from Instagram until December 23rd.
All right, well, this is a conversation we may all want to have at some point, because I like to talk to people who, I hate the term content creator, but I can't think of another.
That's just the way,
a word like, for it. Like, people ask me what I do. I'm like, I talk to people about stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, but this whole concept of I believe you. You don't have to show me.
I was going to show y'all screen.
What benefits us, those of us that do this stuff, is. They're fighting for us, right?
Yeah.
The reason YouTube is making people rich right now is because, like, we want everybody on our platform. How do we do that? We pay the most. So Instagram does Reels and TikTok does what it's doing. So that's good news for us. What's bad news for us is they could turn off the fucking light when they decide And that's anybody I've talked to that makes money on YouTube, real money on YouTube, and I say, how afraid are you that one day they just decide you're not on? And they're like, I'm fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Because that's my income.
Yeah.
If you're making 10,000, 40,000, which plenty of these people are, a month from YouTube.
They cut that off.
So forget that. Like, you're now paying a team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so. Anyway, it's kind of like it's a weird time.
Yeah, it's a very weird time.
So basically, your post today said, "F you, Instagram. I'm going 100% YouTube from now on."
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to YouTube and put out the content there.
And you can still, people can still find you though. Like, I find you through here. So
yeah, I'm gonna put a snippet of it.
Just put little things.
Put a little snippet because now I don't care about the pennies that Instagram was necessarily offering.
Right.
Because what they're asking for you to get paid is actually ridiculous. 80 million views.
Is that what they want?
To make $8,000?
Is that, I mean, I don't know what the money breaks down.
The Reels program is 80 million views. I think it's 80. It's either 80. Yeah, it's 80 million or 800 million. It's eight, I say 80 just to.
Right.
But you only gain, the most you can make is $8,800.
That's the most you can make?
Yeah, that's the most you can make.
Okay.
You have to get that amount of views to get that, though. So it's like, that's simply just pennies.
Right.
And the fact that they're so sensitive and they don't actually have anyone.
I can't even think of what you would post, though.
I have no, I don't post any type of content that I feel is.
Like, it's not like racial, it's not political.
The last thing I posted was the Falcons video.
That's what I'm saying. And I get that some people somewhere is offended or might be mad at you, but you got to have more than one thing.
I'm a witty guy. So correct. Even if I know something that, okay, if I put this up how I naturally say it, it may offend somebody else, I know how to still tweak it to where it's not offensive to you now. So for them to do that, I don't understand. I don't put any sexual jokes. I don't talk about people's orientation.
Right.
Or anything like that. So for you to just out of nowhere just demonetize me, it might have been a Saints fan.
That's what I'm saying. Like somebody, but for what though?
For what? And you don't have anybody that you can talk to and really ask.
Right. Info at.
Yeah. You don't. So it's like, all right, cool, whatever. IG.
So what do you said? You said you got. I'm sorry, my face. I don't know if you. I think I might have passed out. I may have passed out. I hope you filmed that. I may have fucking passed out.
Yeah, your spirit left your body a little bit, just a little bit. Yeah.
Whew. I knew you were going to be a good interview. I'm so glad we got to do this. Yeah.
I appreciate you for reaching out to me, man. Greatly appreciate it.
What was I about to say, though? You said it's like screenplays and whatnot.
Yeah. So I'm also a script writer for Vivid Rich HQ.
Okay.
They have a 22,000 square foot production studio here.
Okay.
So I'm writing original content for them. Series like... Kind of like the Country Wayne. I'm taking kind of like the Country Wayne approach.
Okay.
Our Country Wayne has pretty much come out with his own soap opera that people tune into every day, and each day ties into the previous day.
Right.
So I'm doing some content for them. We're going to relaunch the podcast that I started with a couple of my friends, Logical Bullshit.
Logical Bullshit?
Yeah, it's called
Logical
Bullshit.
Okay.
We have, I think, 8 episodes on YouTube right now on our own channel that is absolutely did nothing. So,
so that's relaunch. So that's a whole other thing, right? Mm-hmm. When I started doing podcasts, so I started in 2012, mm-hmm. okay, and nobody was putting them on YouTube.
Nobody.
And the idea was, well, if you throw up a whole episode, even with just a picture and the audio, maybe some people will search and find you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But nobody was doing what they are now, which is like, oh, well, we'll chop it up and put the video up.
Boom, boom, boom.
Because I can tell you from doing this as long as I have, like, the podcast numbers may not be as high as the YouTube numbers, but they are so fucking loyal mm-hmm. because of that like relationship you have mm-hmm. in somebody's ear.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you meet people, they're like, I love the podcast.
Right.
They feel such a connection to it.
Right.
So wish it was easier to monetize. I wish it was easier to search. iTunes is still shitty for search.
Yeah,
if you type in Atlanta podcast on iTunes, you might find me in the top 3. You might not find me till I'm page 20. Depends on the day.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's the feeling. That's another reason why I wanted to relaunch, because it's not about what, you know, we were thinking about. Okay, let's get the subscribers. Let's get the views. But when I'm out and about and somebody walks up to me, yo, bro, what's up? What happened to the podcast?
Right.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Right.
It's literally people that actually listen and like, bro,
and they don't
hear?
Right. And they don't engage because there's nowhere to comment.
Right.
They
right.
might hit you on IG and say nice episode, but they're just enjoying you passively while they drive, while they work out, while they do the laundry.
Facts.
And so they feel this connection to you in this way. Right.
Facts. It's like just extended family now.
Right.
Because podcasts are basically just conversations.
Right.
That's why it's like it doesn't really take much. Like if you think too much about it, just let it be natural, man. Just have a conversation. That's
right.
all it is.
Right. I have people who've said, like, can you send me questions in advance? And I always just write back, what fun would that be?
Yeah. That's no fun.
Why would I ever do that?
Yeah, I'm not gonna let you rehearse being yourself.
Right.
Just be yourself.
I've had a couple where I had to lie. Because like it was like a weird like I wanted like I'm a huge Waffle House fan. Huge.
Me too.
So we'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay, gotcha.
And I'm like, I wanna have one of the dudes. I forget their last name. It's the blah blah family.
Okay.
I got like it was like I made a dream list of guests and they were on it. So I got in touch with them and they were like, well, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, well, we just kind of let her rip. Here's the episodes if you want to listen. She's like, I need to know what you're going to ask them. So I made up 10 questions that I knew I was never going to ask them. How does Waffle House blah, blah, business? I just like, and that's the closest I've ever come to like.
To writing out a questionnaire for somebody's interview.
But then I looked up the guy and I found out why she was very, she was a little worried.
He has a history.
Oh.
Which, of course, I would never do that to the poor guy. He's right, fucking 78 years old. I ain't going to ask him about that stuff.
Yeah, so was you really hanging out with Herschel Walker back in...
I wish it was that. I wish it was that.
Yes. If you need to get a Herschel Walker interview.
You know, he was on my list, too.
Hey, man.
He's not anymore.
I want to hear more about the vampires and the werewolves. Not the political shit. I want to hear about the vampires and the werewolf movie.
Did we know that this is what he was thinking?
Yeah.
Did we know this before recently?
Yes.
That he pretended to be a cop and...
Yeah. Yeah, we knew about all this stuff.
Okay.
But that's... Atlanta and Georgia are two different places.
Right.
Right? So we know in Georgia... Herschel Walker... Like, Clayton English said something that completely sums it up. You got to remember, Herschel Walker played football when they had the soft helmet.
Can I tell you a secret? I'm gonna tell both of y'all a secret. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I fucking hope the Bulldogs lose.
I'm a Yellow Jackets guy.
I'm not a Bulldog hater. Okay. But here's why, though. You'll appreciate this because we have a professional football team that these motherfuckers won't root for, and they'll wear Georgia on their hat. They never went to Georgia, and they will. I've been to our stadium as you have, and it was half the other team. Because our people won't support our team.
All the time.
So when you support the Bulldogs over our professional team, and you didn't even go there, so this year I know we're super hot, I fucking hope they lose.
So it's even deeper because, like I said, I love the Falcons. You know, our franchise was started by UGA alumni. That's why our colors are red, black, and white, just like they are.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why they are the same colors. They're our founding president, our founder of the Atlanta Falcons is alumni of UGA. That's why. But I'm not a Georgia fan because I'm not from Georgia. I'm from Atlanta. That's why I'm a Yellow Jackets fan.
See?
Two, three years ago when we whooped their ass and won. Until Georgia won a national championship last year, the Yellow Jackets was the last football team to win a national championship, even though we split.
So my senior year in high school, we tied with Colorado, right?
Yep.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's a natty, baby.
Yeah, you get it, I guess.
It's a natty. We had a national championship. And then we... focused on intelligence and basketball after that. You guys can have football.
All right. So we like to wrap up with the Atlanta favorites quiz. We ready? Is our camera ready?
Gotcha.
This dude hasn't gotten up once.
Gotcha. Yeah,
am I in the shot? Damn it. All right. That's how good he is.
That's my boy.
I believe
$16 water.
you're going to keep that, right?
I like that, man. $14 water. I want one, but not today.
What is your go-to order at Waffle House?
All-star. Hash browns, grits, cheese, eggs, pecan waffle, double scattered smothered covered chunked on the hash browns, and a cherry coke.
You know who else likes cheesy eggs?
Who else?
Gip Goody.
That's my guy. Yo, I love Gip. Gip is one of the first people, celebrity-wise, that showed me love ever. And it was because of the Falcon stuff and some other stuff, but I love Gip to death.
I love Gip to death. The Gip video, for some reason,
got
into that algorithm, and every day more comments on it.
It's gonna keep going.
Every day.
It's gonna keep going.
But again, it doesn't really make sense. Like, it's funny, and he's funny, and his accent is good, but it's not like he's even the most famous. You leave Atlanta, not everybody knows who Gip Goody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thanks.
What was I gonna say?
So yeah,
but somebody corrected me in the comments, and they said, because I would say, what is your go-to order at the Waffle House? And they said, it's actually Waffle House.
Yeah.
So I learned something.
It's just like Kroger's. People from Atlanta say Kroger's.
I don't. I say Kroger.
We never realized there wasn't an S.
Do you say Walmart's?
Yeah.
It's Walmart, dude.
I say Walmart.
Oh, you just
no, I don't put an S on Walmart. No, I put an S on Kroger's.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
Kroger or Publix?
Kroger's.
Okay. What is your current favorite place to eat in Atlanta?
My current favorite place? Grips on Metropolitan.
Okay.
They have the best... They have honey lemon pepper ranch wings.
Okay.
Made to order, fresh right
there. Can we go there after this?
Yeah. Are they open? Yeah, Grips should be open. I think they open at 1 o'clock.
I think we should go there for some bonus content.
Yeah, Grips that's my favorite.
You got to subscribe to the Patreon to see that content, though.
I'm not a big like chain restaurant. The Nobu, now that Nobu's open, I'm never going to go to Nobu. Like a woman asked me, hey, would you take me to Nobu?
You just
answered yourself.
Right.
Nobu. I'm not taking you. It's not in my...
That was fucking corny, but I will let it...
Thank you.
I will let it ride. I will let it ride.
That's my Bob Saget moment.
Because I will let it ride. I do like a good pun, but that one was a little...
That was. It just came out of nowhere. You know, you can just throw that one away.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, what's the next question?
Outcast or Goody Mob?
Whoa, shit. Yeah. That's a tough one for me. Goody Cass.
Goody, okay.
Goody Cass.
All right, acceptable. Well, Outlaw. Acceptable.
Reason why my very first CD, CD that I bought was Goody Mob Soul Food. Pops came home early. I'm not supposed to be listening to it. He threw it out the window. But Outkast, fell in love with them. Services, Southern Playlist, Cadillac. I can't choose between them two.
Do you want to hear my first rap album story?
What was yours?
Houdini.
Hoorah!
Escape. Okay. It's got Friends. It's got Freaks Come Out at Night. Uh-huh. Again, changed my life as a 13-year-old, 14-year-old boy. My mother said, I'd get bleeped on this one, what is this Schwarze music you're listening to? We're Jewish.
And it wasn't even bad.
That's what I'm saying. But like, that's my introduction to rap. So it moves me. My parents hate it. I'm in love. Yeah. Right? Changed my life.
Pops walked in on the part where they were talking about drugs, and he was like, will you give him the lemon head to light?
Right.
You suck off all the yellow and you sell the white?
Right.
Pops like, what in the fuck are you? Well, he didn't say that because he was in the church, but he was like, no, we're not listening to this. Boom, grabbed it, threw it out the window. We were staying on the 10th floor at our high rise.
Right.
Down on Boulevard. He threw it out the window. That was it.
By the way, my mom does not think she's racist.
Yeah.
Like, you know that generation that's older than me?
Yeah.
That's like, I'm not racist. I'm like, so Schwarze isn't quite the N-word, but it's close?
It's close.
I don't know if you've heard this term before.
I didn't even know. Never heard that word before?
Oh, okay.
Schwarze. So it's like the, okay, it might be.
Because you know, like mafiosos like have some words that are close.
True.
So Schwarze is kind of like that.
Every culture has their words.
Right. But yeah, my mom's one of those people that like wouldn't, like she said things all the time and I'd be like, Mom, you're racist. She's like, I'm not racist. I'm blah, blah. Like, anyway.
Condition to it.
One of those people.
Gotcha.
But yeah, Houdini was my friends, like this is original breakdancing days. My friends were at their house, big cardboard thing and they spun
real
on it.
Real hip hop. Yeah, it was real hip hop.
I mean, and these are two white kids.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It had even reached us.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to buy that. Houdini. Yeah. So yeah, Houdini always says,
gotcha.
Special place. 5 minutes of funk. Come on now.
Gotcha.
That song was amazing.
Gotcha. I was too young then. I was watching Thundercats.
Ho.
Ho.
Finish the sentence. I take MARTA blank.
Shit, to avoid the traffic. To avoid the traffic. I can take MARTA with a blindfold on.
You're a rare bird, sir. Ha.
I'm from here. We grew up on it.
I know, but many people in this.
They used to give us free MARTA cards in school.
Many people come here and say never. Many people come on here and say just to the airport. So I'm glad you drive it every day.
I'm taking it everywhere. East, west, north, south. Not as much north because once you go to Lenox, that's it. There's nothing else. You go to North Springs and shit like that.
Okay, this is I'm going to ask you one of these like white people questions. You ready? When I grew up, Lenox was very different.
When I grew up, Lenox was very different.
What happened?
Because
I went to Lenox. I left Atlanta for a while. I came back and I was like, oh, this is very different.
The money came in. The money and the luxury came into Atlanta.
But like, black folks never went to Lenox. It was like black folks went to Greenbrier and maybe Perimeter.
This is the crazy part. We still don't. It's the transplant black folks that go to Lenox.
Oh, okay.
We still don't go.
Gotcha.
I can literally, I've probably been to Lenox less than 15 times in my life. It just wasn't our mall. That wasn't our area. You know, at that time, it was not necessarily as pricey. And if we did go to Lenox, we went for the food court and the movie theater.
So people from out of town just decided this is where we're going to go.
It's that landmark. It's, Lenox Mall. Because you damn sure not coming to Greenbrier if you're not from out of town. You're not going to South DeKalb. You're not going to them places. And then even back in the day, Rio Mall. There are malls that we have that are no longer there.
So I still take my kids to South DeKalb for the movies, like on Christmas Day or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like no one's there. Go to the first movie of the day, 11 o'clock. It's awesome.
And yeah, be gone.
Love it. You go to fucking Lenox Station, you're going to be in lines. It's going to be crowded.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's certain things that just becomes, it's the tourist transplant attraction.
What is the best show you've ever seen in Atlanta?
The best show as far as concert?
Yes, sir.
Original Birthday Bashers at Lakewood.
Okay.
All of them.
What year is that?
Was that late 90s? What year was it that T.I. came out on the stage and told Lil Flip to bring his punk ass out? What was that, 03? That was the last great one. That one, I was at that one. I missed the one, which was the year before, when they booed Master P.
They booed him?
Yeah, because Pastor Troy was supposed to be to headline or something like that, and they took Pastor Troy off the lineup. But Pastor Troy was actually, at the time, was going back and forth with Master P. So Master P told him, if y'all want me to perform, you can't have Pastor Troy.
Okay.
So they booed Master P, and Goody Mob brought Pastor Troy out on their set. folks went fucking crazy. I didn't get to go to that.
But see, that's silly for Master P, like, thinking he's going to get over. Like, dude, you're in New Orleans, man. Yeah, they're not going to.
Yeah, bro, you're not. Not at that moment.
That's what I'm saying.
Not at that. And we rock with you. We're not going to sit here and lie. We definitely rock with you. No limit.
Right, but if you're
all the clubs.
Right, but if you're going to.
You going to make us choose between us and you? Ah, man, we'll boot the shit out you. And that's what happened. Yeah, they'll boot the shit out. But that was the greatest show to me. I didn't get to go to the Outkast reunion one in Centennial.
That one gets mentioned a lot, as does the whatchamacallit, the one at Lakewood.
I was there.
You were at the
that was the One Music Fest.
One Music
I was
Fest.
There at that one.
Many people mentioned that one or the Centennial.
Yeah.
One.
I was at the One Music Fest one, and that the highlight of me that one was Erykah Badu coming out to do Liberations.
Yeah,
with Outkast. That because that's like my that's probably my favorite Outkast, one of them. And when she came out and did it,
did you shed a tear maybe even a little bit
on the inside? On the inside.
What's the last thing that made you cry on the outside?
The last thing that made me cry on the outside. Oh, shit. That's Atlanta-based?
I don't know anything. It just made me think of that question. I don't know.
When they shut down the 24-hour Chick-fil-A in Hapeville. Why did I cry? Because I drove all the way from Douglasville.
Is that where you stay at now?
Yeah, I'm out west. Just like most natives, we just, you know. And I will say this. I'm not a native. I'm an asterisk native. I was born in Charleston, South Carolina. I've been here since I was 2 years old. I was born outside of Atlanta by accident.
Well,
but I grew up by Georgia Baptist.
Okay, so I was born in Boston. Okay, moved down here as a kid.
Yeah, you're from Atlanta, bro. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
I've left, but where did I choose to like bring my wife, raise my family? So
here, man.
And I'm not leaving.
Here,
I'm not fucking leaving.
Here,
I'm never leaving.
It's the place.
So,
yeah, the only thing I haven't done in Atlanta was just be bored at one of the hospitals.
Right.
Everything else.
Most of us aren't, though.
That's all I know. It's
most of us aren't.
And I believe, and like I said, my uncles them had a place here, so I was here anyway. I literally was here. My pops was bringing me here. I was staying with my uncles them when I was a fucking baby. So, but yeah, that made me cry. And I got a little emotional when Folly shut down. I got emotional when Folly shut down. I got emotional when the Braves moved to Cobb County. I was very emotional at the way the breakup between the Falcons, Matt Ryan, and Julio.
That is sad.
I hate the way that ended. I hate the way that it ended. Here's a funny joke for you, too. You know
what
they said? Marcus Mariota is Matt Ryan in Spanish. I seen somebody comment that, and I wanted to laugh and chuckle, but it's so true. I love Mariota. He's just a bridge quarterback, though. I never really expected him to. Let's see, what else did I cry at? That's pretty much it. Yeah, I'm not a big emotional guy, but those things, I definitely teared up. I teared up at how fast the Braves drove the bus through the city when we won that ring.
If you didn't, don't even get me started. Don't even get me fucking started.
Yeah, I was upset.
I didn't even really celebrate that one.
I was upset at that. No, I went and got me a damn ring. I went out there when they was giving out the free rings. I went and got me a ring at the game, but I was upset at them the way they drove through the city. Like, y'all act like we ain't been here for y'all. Like.
All right, the final question is, who should I have next on the Atlanta podcast?
Who you should have next on the Atlanta podcast? Who do I? Kilo Ali.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's not Kilo, maybe someone from Oomph Camp.
Can you make these introductions for me?
Yeah, I can introduce you to Baby D. Or we could just introduce you to Jesus' nephew himself, New Face. You know New Face, though.
I know New Face.
Yeah.
New Face has unlocked the entire... I call New Face the human key to the city. Yeah, he has unlocked this entire city
for me.
He's
the glove that Thanos has on. He is the glove. He's the glove. Yeah. So I would say, yeah. But Kilo Ali, yes. Or if you some kind of way can bring one of the old mayors of Atlanta.
You know, I think I put them on my list too when I first list.
That'd be interesting. Or see if Magic can find out who was the first dancer. Who was the first dancer?
I don't think you want to meet the first dancer.
They don't keep ledgers of who the first dancer in Magic City history. Who was that?
Ledgers.
Who's grandma's that?
Right?
Lift it off. Anna May. Coming to the stage.
So they told me that like women have come back here, you know, many, many years later. They're fucking lawyers now. They're whatever. They're like, oh, I danced here back in the day.
Yes.
He knows. Yeah. This guy knows.
Facts. They need to. So this is another story. One of the old Magic City strippers that used to strip here in the 90s or early 90s was actually in my training class when I worked for Delta.
Did you recognize? Did you give her a little wink?
No, she showed me the pictures of her back in the day here. She looked, she was past that. She was past the Magic City glamorous stage.
Right.
But because I'm from Atlanta, I had sex with her. Because it was nostalgic. I had sex with an original Magic City girl. I would never say her name, Dawn, but I, yeah.
We have to cut. We have to, I can't even take it. I can't take it anymore.
This is, so you know what this is?
It says Old Atlanta Certified, Atlanta Shout It, Old Atlanta High School.
This is the original APS lunch card.
Okay.
So if you went to any Atlanta public school.
Oh, you were going to give me some stuff. You were going to give me some stuff.
In the 90s.
That's what you got.
This lunch card.
Right.
So that's this.
Dude, my kids get free lunch. No fucking shame, man. Like.
But do they get free lunch because you lied on the application like our parents did?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're supposed to. So I got.
What do you think? What do you think PPP is? What do you think any government program is?
I got. Hold on, I ain't gonna talk about PPP until the statute of limitations is over. I don't know where this is going.
I heard this place was pretty lit.
I'm sure it was.
You got nothing else open, and you got a bunch of people with some free money.
I'm sure it was. Yeah, I got a couple things.
Listen,
for you, my brother.
Listen. Here's the thing. To be honest with you, though, I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Some months I do have no money, so I'm not really lying on the form.
No, I'm not. You're not at all.
My wife makes them lunch a lot. I'm like, fuck making them lunch.
It's not a lie unless they catch you.
But, right. But I'm saying, like, she takes the time, like, to be the good mom and make the lunch. I'm like, I would not be doing that. I'm like, there's food at school. You can eat it. It's certainly better. It's still shitty, but it's certainly better than what we had.
What I'm going to give you.
Well, no, the one we had. Our school lunch was, like, not even meat.
Do you know
what I'm saying?
Our Friday pizza, that square pizza was busting.
My kids go to Drew, which is a charter school on the east side. I guarantee you that food is good.
Ain't good. So yeah, I got you.
Probably
a couple
bleep
things.
That out. Okay,
got a couple things. So I got you a Zone 4 hat.
Thank you.
On the side it says, "In Atlanta, we rep our hoods by the zone around here," which is an old T.I. lyric.
Okay.
You have